Well, my name's Daniel Dewsbury. I'm an artist. And I suppose for me, the question is about why we've spent so much time and money on all of these different public art commissions in Belfast in the last few years. And it's, for me, it's very much to do with, you know, a certain angle on regeneration, a certain angle on how the city is going to develop, and you know, it's quite, I think it's quite one-sided, and it's like, as we were just saying, it's, you know, it's very much to do with this retail-led regeneration, the idea of presenting Belfast in a very specific, very certain way, the idea that, you know, it's all going to be to do with tourist income and blah, blah, blah. This will solve all of our problems. And so public art becomes just a kind of a very easy part of that whole equation. You know, if you put a piece of public art here and here and here, you know, that'll kind of...
What do you think would be... What's a better suggestion for...
It's...
Or what's a better method of doing public art, assuming it's a thing that needs done?
Well, there's kind of two different questions, really, isn't there? It's how do we do public art, and then how do we do the things that public art is being used for at the moment? So how do we do regeneration, redevelopment, without it being something that excludes, just naturally excludes certain people? That's a very big question. It's to do with the development of cities all over the world. It's to do with, you know, the stage that we're at, and all kinds of economic development as well. But in terms of how we do public art, I don't get hung up on all these issues about community involvement, because I think most of the time that's quite bogus anyway. I think that you know, the problem is really when we kind of think about public art as a permanent thing. You know, there's lots of ways in which you can work on public art projects on a temporary, ongoing basis, including different people at different times. You know, why do we have to spend? I didn't want to criticise this project in particular.
Yeah.
I don't think it's about this project, but why do we spend £500,000 on a monument, you know, or a spectacle, rather than thinking, well, how might we use that for things that, you know, that enrich people's lives on a more ongoing basis?
Can you think of any examples, though, in Belfast or Northern Ireland, or that many people would be aware of, that actually enrich? You know?
I suppose I'm just less interested in the monumental, and more interested in certain things that happen. We've got this really lively festival culture now in Belfast, you know, and there's a lot of things that happen through that are, you know, that.
But they're very transient.
Yeah.
The festivals are over in 4 days or 4 weeks.
They're transient, but they're ongoing, you know. And there are all kinds of activities, and there are also arts organisations in the city that will organise public projects, you know, to public temporary site-specific projects. Artists intervening in different spaces around the city.
Then do you not just end up with a whole pile of murals?
No,
which
no,
is only
no.
One type of art. Done.
No, no, I'm not talking about murals. No, I'm not talking about murals at all, but, like, you know... I can think, I mean, there's lots of projects where there have been, you know, site-specific installations that are there for a certain period of time, or change over a period of time. Place were involved in a piece recently. An artist, Matthew, I can't remember his surname now, but Michael will tell you, who the piece, I don't know if you came across this, an audio piece to do with all the rivers in Belfast.
Yes, yeah. Yes, because place had a bit done, waterfront had a bit done, they're all around the place.
Yeah. And I'm quite taken with this idea of things that kind of live in the city, you know, things that have a sort of time span, and then they change, they move, they go, they finish, something else happens, you know. In art, as something that's about relationships between people, and something that's process-based, rather than just something, this monument is going to be here for the next 200 years, and you'll learn to like it, you know. You may not like it now, but you'll learn to like it.
What do you think the public will make of it?
I think it's going to be very, very difficult. I mean, just from the research that Robert and I have done around Broadway, Robert's from the village, I used to live in the village, so we both know the area pretty well. And, I think it's going to be very difficult, because, I mean, Michael made a remark about the rioting there in the summer.
That's not. That's.
I think that was maybe just a slightly too glib kind of reference to it, because that is a serious problem in that space. Since they redesigned that roundabout, that is a really serious issue for people living in the village.
Because you should have a playing field in the middle too.
It's like there's a very strong feeling of like permeability and you know, lack of security and so on. So it's going to be very interesting to see how, you know, what happens to this. It's. I don't think it's going to get excessively vandalised, but I think people will complain about the amount of money spent and so on. I don't think that that's necessarily a valid complaint. It's going to, you know, it's going to polarise people's opinions. I'm sure there will always be people, those people who say, yeah, it's great, you know, we love it. But I just worry about this, you know, this trend of giving us monuments and expecting us then to get used to them tonight.